The last time Nesra was to be declared, the cabal blew up the building. The last time before this that Nesra was to be declared, the deep state blew up the building that held the Nesra computers and the gold and the two buildings next to it in downtown New York City. We call that 9/11. This time, extraterrestrials are involved reducing toxic vaccine effects, neutralizing microchips in the vaccines, transforming chemtrails, fixing oil spills, moderating earthquakes, etc., helping to defeat the cabal whose predestined end approaches. As the declaration of Gesra and Esra also approaches, the quantum financial system has come online, draining cabal finances, closing Rothschild central banks, etc. I can't help but observe how all this has evolved over the years from a FedEx or UPS, I can't remember, truck waiting on the tarmac to deliver Nesra documents to Washington, oh boy, to a global 10 days of emergency broadcast with the cabal bled dry beforehand, followed by a global Gesra and takedown. If I didn't have an automatic, what about me, response, I'd recognize this for the monumental achievement it is. This is the result, I believe, of the behind-the-stage work of a large number of dedicated military and civilian white hats, plus large numbers of truthers and ons, patriots, etc., getting behind it. Their work is the antithesis of greed or selfishness. If I could continue working as I am after Gesra, I'd be happy, quite content. I don't need to fly around the universe or meet the divine director or eat filet mignon every day till I grow tired of it. I love my life as it is, even though I know by necessity it'll be greatly shaken up. I don't know why I feel great joy when still nothing I can point to has happened. When I began my ascension journey, a mothership was going to reveal itself on October 14, 2008. It never happened. And the only things I'm aware of and can point to since then that have publicly happened are actions of our star family, such as destabilizing a dummy-armed nuclear missile over Vandenberg Air Force Base, as discussed by Professor Robert Jacobs, and shutting down all Minuteman silos at Momsburg Air Force Base, as discussed by then-Captain Robert Salas. All this time, most people have been going on simple faith. I have the priceless advantage of having had so many miracles happen in my life that it isn't a matter of faith any longer. The matter has shifted to the domain of trust.